This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is where you introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Harmony, and I'm Joey's intern. There we go. That's good.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Put, like, a drop the mic. Yeah. You want to drop the mic after sound effect. You're like, I'm Harmony.
Boom. And then everyone's like, whoa.
I'm not going to, unless you want to edit that after.
I'll put an echo. Harmony.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Harmony.
Hi.
She's a little nervous because she's like, wait, we do this all in one take? And she didn't know the name of this podcast.
I did.
What do you mean? You're like, wait, what's the name again?
But I knew it. I did know it because you didn't tell me. I asked you.
And I told you.
No, you got offended and you said, wow.
Yeah,
and
I was like, haha, it's a happy times.
That went right over my head.
Okay, so introduce yourself a little bit. What do you mean? What do I mean? Introduce yourself.
Like, what do you want
bit.
Me to say though?
Your age, where you, okay. How you know? It's just introduce
okay,
yourself.
Okay, I'm Harmony. I'm from Kingston. I'm 21, and
she loves long walks on the beach.
Yeah,
in
I like
Ottawa.
No, I like long drives on the. In
the road.
On the road.
Where you drive, yeah.
No, and I find, like, abandoned barns.
Yeah, you'll go on, sometimes. Like, road trips for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hour road trips.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and they're a lot of fun.
And I feel like you're awful at directions.
I am, so I usually get lost, and then I take the GPS to get home.
Okay.
It's really fun. But this thing that sucks about that is that, like, I'll find an abandoned barn that's really good.
Yeah.
And then I'll never remember where it is again, so.
You should, like, pin it on the map. Use, like, the Google Maps or whatever.
Yeah, but my Google Maps, like, does not work. Like, getting here today, it
I feel
froze.
Like a lot of things don't work for you. Like, a lot of things, like, go wrong.
Well, like, my GPS on the way here today kept freezing. But because I've been here before.
How many times
memory,
have you been here?
I don't know.
You've texted me from my address, like, 4 or 5 times.
True. But, like, you've come to my house twice, and you asked for the address.
Yeah, and I remembered it before you answered.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh.
But, yeah, so guys, Harmony is my... We don't like the word intern.
No.
But that's the general... I like creative director.
I like that.
Right? That sounds high.
Makes me
but
sound like
it,
official.
But people are like, what? No, people have no idea what that is.
I help with video ideas. Mm. I help film. I help edit.
Yeah, so... Well, I have a vlog channel called Joey Kidney Vlogs. Wow, original. And Harmony, she's like, oh, I want to edit. And I was like, what? Mm. You want to, why?
Like, why do you want to edit?
It's fun.
Yeah, I guess so. So I was like, well, do you, I have a whole channel you can edit. And she was like, yeah, I'm in. And
woohoo.
That's what you're, like, if you ever watch a vlog, that's the person behind it.
That's me.
Harmony. Super excited.
Harmony. That's when the echo comes in.
No, you want to edit this too? Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Where do we meet?
On Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Yeah, the first time we met was a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. I DM'd you, and I didn't think you'd actually answer.
Why?
I assumed you got, like, lots of messages all the time. And you didn't follow me, so my messages would just go to your...
Yeah. So we have a mutual friend together, and I think that's why I remembered your... Because you took my photos of her, and then that's why I remember profile pictures. I had no idea what your name was. I just remembered the profile picture.
Harmony.
Yeah, I call her Herm a lot.
Yeah.
it's like a 70-year-old man, I think.
Harmony.
Yeah. And then you came over here and you shot.
Yeah. I ripped your wall. It was a good time.
Yeah. There's really... Okay. I live in, like, this nice building, but with cheap, like, fixtures and everything like that, obviously, because they're just cheap. And, like, my paint is so horrible. There's chips everywhere.
There literally are.
But yeah. It gets awful. It's like primer. And we taped a cloud to my wall.
I was really proud of that cloud, though. I made it the night before with a dollar store pillow. So, I, like, cut it open, hot glue gunned it to a cardboard box.
So, we met at Equator before the shoot, right?
Yeah.
So, we went to my favorite coffee shop. Did you know, before shooting with you, I met with, I mean, maybe I told you this afterwards, but I met with, like, 10 to 15 people to be my intern.
No, I actually didn't know that.
So, I was, like, so exhausted, and I kept going to Equator with meetings for interns, and I wanted a girl, because I feel like guys are just not as, like, intact with their emotions. And so it looked like I was this massive player. And, like, there's this super cute barista, and I was like, oh, I gotta go talk to her. Like, but then I'm like,
but she's probably like, wow, he's gone on, like, 15 dates today, so.
Well, I mean, it wasn't all in the same day. That's the part. So it looked like I was just, like, getting date after date after date. Because I would always, like, buy their coffee, like, and then I would just sit down and, like, ask them a bunch of questions, like, where are you from? Like, all the generic stuff that you ask on the first date.
And they were just watching in the distance, like, wow, when is he going to find someone? He must be very lonely.
We're not going to talk about that right now. But, and so when I met you, I was like, we were shooting. Like, that's all I thought.
Yeah.
And then you brought the freaking cloud, and I was like, whoa. No joke, that cloud is the reason.
Yay.
She came in with this, like, you bought a pillow and then you cut up a pillow.
Yeah, I had like a cardboard box and I cut it into like a cloud shape.
Yeah.
And then I had my dollar store pillow, ripped it open, glued the stuffing to it. And then I had like those like pixie lights that I had hung on my wall. And that was the cloud, right? Like literally made the night before.
The reason why we're working together. I hope you know.
I did not know that.
It's a cloud.
No, the cloud's still in my trunk because I'm a hoarder, but...
Oh, don't tell me
so
that.
If you want it...
No.
Do you want the cloud? So you can, like, put it above your bed.
There's enough stuff in this apartment that I need to get rid of. I have two TVs.
That's true.
In a studio apartment.
Why don't you...
Why don't I what? Well, get rid of one.
No, put one TV, like, on the ceiling above your bed.
That's what I said. Here's the thing. That's definitely going to follow me, because if a cloud ripped the paint off my wall, a TV's going to destroy my ceiling.
Could you imagine death of YouTuber Joey Kidney?
TV
flattens him.
I'd definitely be watching my own vlogs in bed. That's what I would be doing.
And
I'd die watching myself. Yeah. Okay. So, okay, we've been working together. How long has it been? It hasn't been a month.
No, I think it's been like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, okay. Now,
I think.
I feel like I've already told you a lot of stuff, especially behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the one thing that surprised you most?
Honestly, like, how many people you know. Like, I'll be like, oh, I watched this person's video, and you're like, yeah, that's my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Well, the community is like, itself...
Well, it seems so big, but then it's not that big at the same time.
No, it's because we all... We don't support each other. It's like, think of high school.
Don't support each other.
No, it's weird. Think of high school. It's competition, right?
True.
Everyone's trying to get their best buck, and they're trying to beat the competition.
Yeah, that's very true.
As sad as it is, like, I don't... That's not my mindset, but obviously, like, you want a video that's going to get a million, and the way you're going to get that is if you beat somebody else with a punch, and you make it better.
You should make a video beating people to the punch by punching them.
That's... Listen, all right. We're going to give you strikes now.
Strikes are when, like, you're kicked out. Yeah, like, no more on the podcast.
Fired. 100%. No, no, no.
Fired.
Fired.
Oh, completely. That's so...
No, but, like, the think of YouTube as, like, school. Like, that's it. There's, like, the bullies in school. Yeah. I'm not a fan of YouTube. Like, the community's awful.
Really?
Like, there's a lot
of
great people.
That makes me sad.
Every single person is damaged. Like, think about, have you ever asked somebody, like, why they started YouTube? Like, I started, my first video was about depression.
Really?
Think about, like, anybody when their first video was. It's like, oh, I was, like, having a bad day and I just, like, made a video. Or it's, like, something like that.
That's very true.
Right?
That's very true.
Yeah, it's dark. Like, YouTube's dark. So, like, when all those feelings come combined in, like, this one room with all these YouTubers and, like, Playlist Live or something like that, literally, they're, like, think about introverts online that become extroverts only with each other.
I watched, you don't like the Shane Dawson documentary series, but, like, I believe he said it was, like, people were narcissistic, like, the people who had, like, YouTube channels. Do you agree with that? Like, do you think that a lot of the people who make videos are narcissistic and they just like watching themselves and putting themselves out there because they like the fame, they like the viewers?
I think you get addicted to it, yeah. Like, I don't think, like, for the Jake Paul specifically, I literally just think he found a method of getting fame and he said to himself, why stop?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So it's not like I don't think he's a psychopath or sociopath or whatever the hell it is. I think he's a YouTuber who literally just got addicted to getting views and getting money. So, like, it's super easy. And, like, at the end of the day, if then he's making enough money where he can pay somebody, it becomes easier.
Yeah.
Right? So he just films, somebody else edits, he posts, then he deals with the backlash. But what's the backlash when you have millions in the bank?
And, like, everybody, like, moves on. They make a big deal about something for, like, a week, and then they forget about it, and a new controversy rises. And we're all like, all right, well, I don't remember this happening. Let's hate this person now.
Yep. And I, like, there's just, that's YouTube. I think everyone has to be kind of narcissistic and so in love with themselves because they have to film themselves.
Yeah.
Like, think, every single YouTuber started in their bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. And now some of them are, like, filming in their, like, million-dollar homes with, like, five cars in the garage.
Yeah.
Nuts.
So, yeah, I do think...
I didn't know you could, like, make that much money off of... I know it's
either.
Not just, like, videos, and it's, like, so much more. Like, I'm thinking specifically of, like, Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
Like, he has, like, his makeup line and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know...
I mean, I don't know... I don't know him very well, or I don't know Jeffree Star, sorry, very well, but, like, I'm assuming he seems like he works pretty hard. I don't watch any of his videos or, like, anything.
Yeah.
But he does seem like he works pretty hard because, like, I mean, if you want to get that, it doesn't seem like he just uploads a video because you can't get what he has just with uploading a video.
Yeah, that's very true.
You can get pretty close but not sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
So his makeup line is, like, all his work, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming. I mean, I don't really know.
I think it is. I don't know.
But, yeah, no, there's a lot of YouTubers, like, even my friend Elle, and then there's, like, Danny Duncan. There's just a bunch of YouTubers who get demonetized all the time. So they
That
make...
makes me so sad, because they work so hard on a video, and...
Yeah, but, I mean, there's rules, and they know the rules beforehand. So if they say not to use copyright songs, don't use them. If they say not to swear and not do stupid stuff in public...
Wait, you can't swear on YouTube?
If you're swearing every 5 seconds, they'll demonetize you.
Oh my goodness, there's so many rules.
Yeah, but a lot of these...
that's one thing that surprised me, going all the way back to your question. I did not know there were so many rules about everything. I knew the copyright thing, but I didn't know, like, the no swearing. I didn't
there's
know...
no drugs.
No drugs.
Like, if I put a drunk video or whatever, that gets demonetized.
Really?
Yeah, because...
What if you drink off camera, though? And well, you, like...
The video's titled Drunk,
that's
right?
True.
So that's where they don't want it. Because think, if you're a... God knows what. If you're an like Advil or whatever,
yeah,
and you want to put an ad on YouTube, you don't you can pick which channels you get put on and which videos you get put on, mm-hmm. but those are like premier stuff. If you just like say, hey, YouTube, here's our money, put our ad on stuff, they'll put it on. And then what if Advil sees like, oh, okay, yeah, take Advil, blah, blah, blah. Then it's a drunk video and it's like, oh, well, yeah, don't take our drugs with, you know, this.
Yeah, but I mean, you might need the Advil for the next day.
And for the next day, you definitely will. But that's not what they want to promote, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So there's the, and they, I think it was like a year or 2 years ago, they released like the new rules. And it's like no drugs, no alcohol, no swearing, stuff like that.
See, there's so many YouTubers that make like the get high with me or the like, so the drunk videos.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they, because they make them so often that like I just assumed there weren't any.
I mean, maybe they don't get demonetized. Some don't. Some get skipped and stuff like that. And that's okay. But a lot of them get demonetized, which sucks.
That does.
There's also artists. Like, I have a video that is at 2.5 million, and, like, artists will wait. Like, if I have a track by, like, Jeremy Zucker.
Yeah.
Love Jeremy Zucker. I have a track by him in my song, in my video, and this was, like, 4 years ago.
And then?
And he just now copyrighted it when it has 2.5 million views.
So what does that mean?
So, and, like, when something gets a million views, it kind of keeps growing always.
Yeah. But do you don't lose anything other, like, from the past?
They can't, no, only they can't take money from me. That, yeah, he will take money from me in the future.
Oh.
So I literally just deleted the song from the video because I don't mess with that. Because I think if something's been up for so long and then going back and doing it, I think it's, like, obviously it's not him directly. It's his, whatever they're called, like, record company, record label or whatever. But I don't know. I think, like, there's enough promotion on the song.
Yeah, it's him. He sits at his computer and just scrolls through everything.
Joey Kidney, finally. I've been waiting for years.
No, okay, when I was younger, I think, like, grade 8, me and my best friend, we used to make, like, music videos and post them on YouTube. Because that was, like, the cool thing to do. And one of the first videos that we ever posted, it got copyrighted and, like, taken down.
Yeah.
And we thought that, like, someone didn't like us from our school. We were, like, trying to figure out.
They can flag it.
Yeah, well, we thought that somebody from our school, like, flagged it and got it taken down. So we're like, who doesn't like us? Who would do this to us?
That's so funny.
So offended.
Wait, so who's your favorite YouTuber then?
My favorite YouTuber? I feel like it's a classic to say, but, like, I love David Dobrik.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I'm trying to think of, like, someone who's, like, not super.
The only people I really watch are David Dobrik and then Keen Lawley. And Jason.
Yeah. See, I've never really watched the.
Was that your phone as a duck noise?
No, it's because it vibrated on the table.
Oh, okay.
And it's rubber. Or, yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying to think who else I watch. Because I watch a lot of YouTubers.
The key to. So my manager's best advice to me is literally to stop watching YouTube. And I don't really watch YouTube videos, especially ones that are related to, like, my channel.
Yeah.
Because then you start mimicking and copying other people.
Yeah.
So I don't really watch YouTube.
Yeah.
I only watch David Dobrik and Keen JC, and it's literally just for a laugh. Like, they have nothing to do with my channel.
True. Right? That's very, like, true.
Either of my channels.
I'm trying to think who I watch, though, other than. Because I watch a lot of YouTubers. I feel like I do, anyways. Maybe I don't as much as I think I do. I watch a lot of random videos.
Like, obviously, David Dobrik, every time he uploads, you watch.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else like that?
Who do I check to see if they, like, uploaded a video? I like, A-Dubs. She does, like, a series where she exposes her subscribers' secrets, but they're so funny.
I haven't watched one of those.
They're so funny.
I read, like, the thumbnails, and I'm like, wait, these are so funny, like, as if people do this.
Yeah. Well, they're so, like, wild, some of the stuff people say, and then her reactions are even funnier.
Does she just, like, read them and then react?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I mean,
funny.
She definitely, like, I mean, she's one of my friends, and she's, like, super funny in person. So
yeah.
I just know that's going to be hilarious. And her, like, all her, like, Uber pranks and Tinder videos. I remember her Tinder videos are so good.
I like those so much. But then she stopped making them, and then I got sad because she stopped making them. Because I really liked watching them.
But, I mean, like, it becomes oversaturated at a point.
Yeah, that's true. I really like Chris Clemens, but I only watch his, like, interview on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are funny. I guess I really like people reacting and talking to other people, I guess. I don't watch a lot of people who, like, sit down in front of the camera and talk. Except I do like Jen X Penn. She's funny.
Oh, I love Jen X Penn.
She's funny.
what was I going to ask you? Or, no, I was going to say, I am so sick and tired. Like, you like people, like, reacting to stuff, right?
But not, like, watching a video and reacting.
Okay.
Like, interacting with someone and reacting to that.
I hate people who just sit there.
Well, they're piggybacking off of another video. That's all they're doing.
I love Cody Ko. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But what he actually does, like, think about the actual content there. He's a comedian. I think he's hilarious.
Well, he makes good commentary where some people will sit and watch a video and they'll be like, they'll pause the video and they'll go, whoa, that was wild. And then they'll play the video and you're like,
I hate that. I hate people who roast other YouTubers too. Like, I think that's, like, for one video, that's fine. But every video, that's how you're making your living, is off somebody else. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, there's people who will just roast celebrities. And I'm like,
well, what was your opinion on Rice Gum when he was, like, super, I don't know if he's still super big, but.
What did he do?
He would, you don't know who Rice Gum
like
is?
Like, his diss tracks?
Yeah, like, when he'd, like, roast, like, I think it was, like, the Musical.ly kids at first. And then.
Oh, I didn't watch those. I think his diss tracks were, like, I don't think he can rap at all. But I think his, like, diss tracks were, there was some effort put into it.
Yeah.
So I think I would appreciate that more. Like, he made a song. Like, yeah. I think that's pretty cool. Just sitting there and being like, oh, you look dumb, you little kid, blah, blah, blah. Like, why are you doing this, stupid? And you're like, stupid. It's a kid. Like, what is, like, when you probably did stuff just as stupid, but maybe not on a platform.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't, like, they don't know any better. Like, kids are raised That's with true. Their phones, right?
Well, like, what's your opinion on the call-out culture that's going on?
Or what?
The call-out culture?
What do you mean?
I can't even pronounce it. Like,
what is that?
Well, they'll go back through, like, tweets from, like, 2005,
so
and I'll be like,
stupid.
You're racist, or like,
I think that's dumb. Like, listen, we've all made horrible jokes.
Well, like, it'd be like when they were 14,
yeah,
they'll like make a comment, and like 14-year-olds are assholes.
Oh, 100%. I'll call myself out right now. I've definitely made a gay joke online,
yeah,
and like, it wasn't like that wasn't a big thing back then, like, it was so, people were so hidden in the closet back then. Mm-hmm. It was not even a topic. And I was like, it's not an excuse. Like, I was a hockey boy. Like, that's just like, that was a stereotypical thing.
Too,
like,
yeah.
Exactly. And like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I don't think tweeting the N word is the right thing. Like, obviously, nothing like that. But has everybody said it? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has said it. You know, and that, like, I think just, like, exposing people for that, I think is kind of, like, cowardly. Obviously, if somebody's, like, if they've done, like, an act where, hey, they should definitely be in trouble, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, the thing that really bothers me is someone will, like, just hit their peak on YouTube. Like, they'll, like, become super popular. And this is in life in general, too. People who become, like, successful. Someone from their past will be, like, they bullied me in high school.
Oh, my God.
They're a horrible person. Let's end their career. And it's, like,
I'm waiting for that to happen to me.
You're waiting for someone
I'm
to be
waiting
like,
for it.
Joey.
Because I've given so
life.
Many people advice and like on touchy subjects, like to them personally, that I know they're probably going to be like, oh, Joey told me to like take my life or something like that.
Oh my
and I'm just going to be like, whoa,
no.
you skewed that so differently.
Yeah.
And then, oh, you know, there's a bunch of stuff. Anybody can blackmail anybody nowadays. We've
well,
said
anybody
so many
can
things.
Make up anything too.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just go online, post a video and be like, Joey did this.
Yeah.
And then
I think there's just like different things, like a Kevin Spacey thing or a Bill Cosby thing. I think that's totally different. Like those are drastic.
No,
and, like,
no,
those
yeah.
can be good.
I'm talking more so about just like being like
calling people out.
This person said my hair looked bad in high school, so they bullied me and like let's end their career because I don't like them.
I think that's just cowardly.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But
And I think it's also jealousy. It's like getting upset that somebody
has
that you didn't like is successful and living their best life and now.
Yeah. Do you think I'm like that?
Pardon?
Get off your phone.
I just booked another interview. I'm just kidding, with my roommate. You know, roommate probs.
An interview with your roommate?
Yeah, she wants to interview me. She's
cool.
Journalism student.
Is this the one that doesn't let you brush your teeth?
No, this is the one that...
Well, you're actually... You're serious.
Yeah.
About an interview with your journalism roommate?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know what she wants to talk about, though.
Oh.
She's never interviewed me before.
I thought you
were totally
joking.
For a class project or something.
Okay.
Like, just sit there and...
How many is in a sorority?
Yeah.
You're wearing the hat. Like, she was like, don't talk about it. You're wearing
it.
It
was early in the morning. It's a nice hat, though, right?
It says T.
No, it doesn't.
Or Tao.
No, it says... Do you know Greek letters?
Yeah.
Tau, Sigma?
Yeah.
Phi. Do you want to hear do you want to hear an awkward story?
Yes, tell us an awkward story. Are you allowed to tell the story? I know sororities are like...
Yeah, but I'm going to be really embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyways because...
You're allowed to, though. You're not going to get kicked out.
No, okay, this cool. is something I did. So, when I first got in, I made, like, my big, who's basically supposed to be, like, a mentor type of thing, I made her a paddle. Do you know, like, you know what paddles are, right?
No, tell me what a paddle is.
So a paddle, just kidding. You know what a paddle is.
The people at home don't know what a paddle is.
A paddle is, it's a paddle, and you paint it, and you, like, design it, and you give it as a gift. I don't know the backstory, but I...
Like, what's a paddle for? Are you going canoeing?
Decoration. No.
Like,
you
it,
could go
is
canoeing.
Is it an oar?
No, it's, like, kind of, like,
are you supposed to smack people?
No. 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 And anyways, so I designed her a paddle, and I was really tired when I made it, and I wrote toe instead of tau sigma phi.
That's
And
too
I
funny.
Didn't notice, and I gave it to her, and somebody called me out for it, and they were like, why does it say toe on her paddle? And I was like, it's a joke. So now she calls me her little toe.
That's so good.
I'm like, but she doesn't know that it's because I screwed up. She thinks it's because it's like a Vine reference.
Oh, that's even better.
But it's not, yeah.
What's her name? First name. Don't give me a last name.
Her name's Nikki.
What's her last name? Don't say
it. I'm just going to tell you.
I always do that, though. Every time you give me a name, Nikki? I ask for a last name. Oh, I hope Nikki doesn't listen, because then you're going to crush her dreams.
Maybe.
Damn.
I don't...
Okay.
She's an adult now.
This is why I like you, though. You don't... You're serious about it, but you're also... You're lighthearted about it.
Yeah. I was too embarrassed. I've told, like, most of my close friends about it. No, and I wrote toe
on... You realize that you just went from telling close friends to the telling, whole internet.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I almost fell back in your chair. You need to get new chairs. Like, actually. That scared me. I wrote toe on three paddles.
Three?
But I figured out before I gave the other two away. So then I just painted over it and fixed it.
Do you like sorority?
Do I
like the life, not yours specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big partier. I like my friends that I've made in it.
Are you offended if I call you a sorority girl?
I'm not offended, but like...
But what?
But like...
But you wouldn't want it? Like, you don't want to be...
No, like,
that.
You can call me a sorority girl.
Why is there a pause? Like, you gotta say something.
No, that's all I'm saying. Like, you can call me a sorority girl. But I feel like a sorority girl, when you say that, is so, like, you think of, like, the American movies and, like, the American, like, news titles. You're
what?
Putting me in an uncomfortable position
okay.
here.
Okay, all right, we will move on. We will move on. other than uncomfortable positions, why did you say yes to working with me? You're like, oh, shit.
Well,
I was really hoping I didn't have to answer this. Oh, my God.
See, I don't really like you, but...
Mm. That's normal.
Like, you're really difficult to work with.
Yeah, this is like a YouTube thing.
No, why did I say yes? Well, okay, when I first, like, took photos with you, I was kind of like, oh, like, I was freaking out, actually.
Why?
Well, because I was like, shit, like, one, he let me use his camera, and I, like...
What's wrong?
As you know, I'm not the best with, like, settings on a camera.
Yeah.
I'm better at the behind the scenes, like, editing a photo rather than, like, taking the picture. So I was like, uh-oh, like, what if he hates, like, everything I've done? And so I was freaking out about that. And then I remember when we went out to coffee, you had mentioned, you were like, oh, yeah, like, I'm looking for someone to join my team. And the entire time, I'm like, I didn't want to seem too eager. So I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then, oh, wait. I asked you, I was like, well, do you want a project? You're like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course. So.
Which we still haven't filmed.
No. But we will.
Will we?
We will.
Well,
when you're back from your trip.
Right.
I'm going to write, like, an entire, like, plan.
I want to do a video where you take control.
Yeah.
And I'll just do whatever you want me to do.
Okay.
I'm down. I think that'll
sweet.
Be fun. I think that'll
we'll
be sweet.
We'll do that.
Okay, I have, like, one more question then.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm reading it. I don't even know what it says. What did you not know but recently learned about the behind the scenes of my life?
behind the scenes of your life.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about that recently.
What did I not know?
Like, what did you know about me before, just looking online, and then what, like, changed then when I started telling you more things? Because I've told you a lot of, like, behind the scenes stuff about even just, like, my life personally.
I'm trying to think.
Because I probably seem like the stuck-up person.
No, when I first watched your videos, I didn't dislike you, but I was like, oh, I don't know what he's going to be like in person.
Yeah.
And then you're really real in person.
Yeah.
And you're real online, but, like, you're a lot more, like, you're more humble than I thought you would be, I guess.
So I went to New York with a bunch of photographers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I only knew one of them prior before going.
Yeah.
And they were so nervous that I was going to be this stuck-up YouTuber.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, this big-headed person. And then they literally, they forgot who, not this is air quotes, who I was until somebody came up and asked for a picture. They had no idea who they were standing beside.
I think that's so important.
And stuff like that. And I, like, that's what I wanted to hear. But I was, like, it breaks my heart every time somebody says, obviously, lightly, but
yeah,
when somebody's like, oh, I thought you were going to be, like, different.
Yeah. I didn't think you'd be, like, I did. I thought you'd be different, mainly, again, because, like, I didn't know you aside from, like, anything other than, like, person from Instagram or, like, person from YouTube.
Yeah.
And so... And I had heard things about, like, YouTubers before.
Yeah.
And so...
Like,
it's
what?
Just that, like, they can be, like...
Stuck up.
Mm-hmm. Once they, like, hit a certain point, they, like...
Guess I haven't hit it.
You will.
No, I did.
I think you have hit it.
I did hit it.
Personally, like...
I came back.
I feel like you hit it, like, a long time ago, and you could be a lot more... Because if you think about it, you're kind of, like... The YouTuber of Ottawa. Like, you're literally, like, the represent.
Well, I hit it a while ago. And, like, I know how to make a viral video and everything like that. But I don't like doing it because I don't like hitting that point. Like, I like being the small guy from Ottawa. I don't want my Instagram to get to 1 million. I don't want YouTube to get... Like, obviously, I want it to get there, but I want it to be gradual. I want it to be, like...
Yeah, you don't want it to, like, wake up one morning and you've, like...
Oh, I will be the most depressed I've ever been in my whole entire life if that happens.
Well, you, like, you hit the peak, and that's...
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, now what?
Oh, I've gained, like, it's crazy. I'll go from 1 month, I'll gain, like... only, like, a couple thousand subscribers or, like, 10,000 or whatever, and then I will go another month and I'll gain 130,000. And it's just, like, I've done both, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. And I like being where I am now.
That's good.
Did you think there was less work? Like, did you think I did less work? Did you think I had seven jobs?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you, like, dealt with, like, the merch stuff on your own.
Yeah.
I didn't know all of the, like, the brand stuff that went on behind the scenes. Like, I guess in my mind, like, especially when we showed up for the Best Buy thing, I had always...
No, you can keep going, but just...
It's
not out yet, so...
Oh. Coming soon. That's when the echo will come in.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I don't know. I thought it would be, like... I thought you had more of, like, a giant team, like, someone who already, like, filmed your stuff, like, filmed with you, or, like, edited behind the scenes just because there's, like, so much going on. I didn't know it was, like, one person literally working.
Oh, cool.
Everything.
Yeah, I do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
The two channels, I guess three Instagrams now, or I had three, the podcast, the music, the merch, all that.
Yeah,
kind
like,
of stuff.
I didn't know because, like, when we sorted out your schedule the one day...
Yeah, let me get it.
You literally have, like... You don't have a free day. You have, like, a podcast day, but you're still working that day.
Yeah. Sunday, I post a video. Monday, I post a vlog. Tuesday, we post a podcast. Wednesday, we post a video. Thursday, we post a vlog. Friday, we post a podcast. And Saturday, we post a vlog. So there's content every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then every single day, there's merch. There's also an Orlando show that I believe I'm at today, right now, when this goes live.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope it goes well. Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. But, yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff, and, like, that's why I want help. So I think, like, a big reason why I didn't even want to start looking for an intern or somebody to help me is because I was, like,
you had a system going?
Not necessarily a system. I just, like, I didn't want to seem like a person that, like, not necessarily needed help, but, like, oh, I'm way too busy. I'm this big YouTuber. I didn't want to seem like that. I want to work for my buck. Like, I want to work as hard as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty cool. Like, in the first, say we've worked 3 weeks, we've worked with, what? If you shot that one gig, I'm not going to say specific names, but we worked with two companies that they're both probably in the $1 billion company range.
Yeah. And that was in such a short period of time. So I think that's where I was like, whoa, there's a lot going on, like, all the time. It's not like, oh, like, this month we have something. It's like this week there's a big thing going on.
There's something every single week. Yeah. And it's only going to get crazier. But you're looking at the time, so that means we're going to wrap up. Because we have stuff to film.
Woohoo!
Anyways, guys, thank you very much for listening. This is Harmony. She's the creative director. We got to come up with a cool name. Not right now. We're not going
right to.
It's not going to be cool.
Let's try names out of a hat.
It's going to be like Toe or something.
Can you leave comments below on podcasts?
Yeah, or they can tweet me or
Tweet.
Or DM me on Instagram at Joey Kidney. And do your Instagram is Harmony.
Harmony. If you can, like,
if you go through some of my photos, you can definitely find hers. Her at, and give her a follow. And I think that's about it. Do you have any? Give one piece of advice to the viewers. Go. Listeners, people, humans.
Oh my.
Oh, that's good enough. You got nothing.
I'm not good at this.
All right. That's fine. Well, guys, that is all. So I hope you enjoyed listening to the Happy Times podcast. Stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.